Now and forever secure.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Point number four. We have been redeemed, that's a word for you, we have been redeemed, and all, another word, all our sins have been forgiven. We have been redeemed, and all our sins have been forgiven. Wow. And that you can see it in verse 7. Now to redeem, the word redeem, when you look it up in the Strong's Concordance and you study the word out a little bit, it means to redeem means to buy back. Buy back. Everyone say buy back. To release from being held ransom. To pay the full price. To pay the debt. To give the finance that's required that was ransomed. You understand? We were held like we were kidnapped and They phoned and said, I've got your children to God. I've got all of your children. And here's a price you're going to have to pay to get them back. The death of your one and only son. He paid the price. That's why the Bible says we were purchased at a price and we're not our own. If I buy a car and I drive out of the showroom and I paid for it cash, it's my car. And if the salesman comes and says, I want that car back, I say, no, I've paid for it. You cannot touch it. And if he takes it, I'll take him to court and I'll sue the pants off him. Is that correct? Well, Jesus Christ bought us. We are His. We belong to Him. We belong to Christ. He paid the price, the full price. He redeemed us. He paid the ransom. He bought us back. And to buy back means we had it once before. Because we were walking with God in the cool of the day without sin in our lives. Then sin came, we were separated, but Jesus came and brought us back. Yes. Took us out of this place called curse and brought us back in blessing. Amen. The reason why I love these teachings is because it's showing the brilliance and the beauty and the love of God. I mean, I'm seeing more of God every time I read this stuff and talk to you about it. And you just understand in a bigger realm, wow, what He did for us. Amen. What He did for me, what He did for you. Yeah. Sweet Jesus, He's amazing, I'm telling you. And so to redeem us is to buy us back and to release us from the ransom held over our heads. You can see that in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Just make a note, I think you got it there. We were sold as a slave to sin, Romans 7:14. We were slaves to unrighteousness and sin, but we were bought back at a price, 1 Corinthians 6:20. I once was a slave to sin and unrighteousness. Now I'm a slave to righteousness. That's awesome. And not only, listen, not only have we been bought back at a price, we have been forgiven completely, totally. Totally. I didn't even ask him for it. I did not even ask God for forgiveness. He said, I'm going to forgive them. All they're going to do is receive the free gift of salvation. And bang. Amen. I mean, this is quite incredible how much he loves us. And you can see that in Isaiah 44, 22 and 23, and Psalm 103 and Luke 7. You got the notes there. But not only did he redeem us and he bought us back at a price, he forgave us. He forgave us. Amen. Any of you ever heard of a lemon in a car? You buy a car and it's a lemon, they say. It comes with all the problems, right? Well, that's what happened. We were a lemon and God brought us back and he took that lemon and he squashed it and made lemonade. That was our sin. The lemon that was going to cause me to run amok and go stray and go to hell. He brought me back, took the sin, squashed it out of my life, and now I'm a clean, pure car again. I'm running on all 12 cylinders. I'm a V12. Devil wants me to think I'm an S, but I'm a thoroughbred. And that's how we have to think and see it. Amen? Wow. And God has not only made us, he's not only made us, all of us here, his own, but he has made us fit to live with him forever. He made us fit, cleansed, righteous and holy, so I can now live with him forever. Not just so that I can walk around saying, hey, I'm redeemed. What does that mean? It means I'm living with him for all of eternity. All of eternity. This is big stuff. Amen. I think we overlook too often, you know, unholiness and sinfulness and just living like the world and too often, and you see the Christians doing that today. You see them making decisions that are insane. Christian people. They don't put any emphasis on the fact that God is a holy God. And he said, be holy as I am holy. Amen. Sweet Lord. Amen. And so, how has he done this? That we can live with him forever. He redeemed us. He sanctified us. He brought us back. He paid the ransom. How did he do it? With his blood. With his blood, by the pure blood, he redeemed us. He brought us back with his blood. And this is by the sacrifice and atoning work of the Lord Jesus. By his blood, that's how he did it. Amen. By his blood. He actually poured his blood out at Calvary. And there are stories and things about how the blood went down in the Ark of the Covenant. It went on the mercy seat, etc., etc. But I don't want to get into that now. But his blood, what can wash me white as snow? What can make me whole again? What can make me righteous? What can make me holy? What can make me accepted? What can pay the ransom? What can buy me back? The blood, nothing. And nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The precious, precious blood of Jesus. I mean, why would people not want to just say, I accept this. My God, that's a free ticket to heaven. He paid a price. But for me, it's free. Like these guys who fought in all these wars to keep us in America so we could have freedom. They paid a price. It didn't cost me. Maybe you had children who went in that, it cost you there. But Jesus paid the price. He paid the full price to ransom, pay the ransom, to redeem us, to buy us back, to set us free, to forgive us, to cleanse us, to make us accepted. It did not cost me 1 cent. It's a free gift. Matthew 20, verse 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He paid the ransom cost. We were held captive by the devil. All of us. But Jesus came, his blood, he said, yes, the ransom money, give them back. Give them back. And not only did he claim us back, he also said to the devil, now I'll take the keys to hell and the grave. Come on. And all the authority that they lost, I take it back. He said, all authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. And now you go in that authority. And he gave it to us. This is powerful, loving stuff. I get excited, amen. And you can see there's some scriptures there that you can catch up with. 2 Corinthians 5:21, Hebrews 9:12. Just go through them at home sometime because it's very, very interesting. But look what he says one more time. Just as the Son of Man, this Jesus, did not come to be served, but to serve. He didn't come for any other reason but to save us. Destroy the works of the devil. Save our lives. And to give his life for ransom for many. Wow. Wow, wow. You know, I'm not getting there. Okay, point number five. We have been initiated into the divine mystery. We have been initiated into the divine mystery. And that's Ephesians 1, 8 and 10. Verses 8 to 10. Now the word mystery refers to truth which was once undisclosed, but which God has now, and you can write down, revealed. This word, the mystery that he's talking about, refers to the truth which was hidden, which was undisclosed, which was unknown, but which God has now revealed. And if the devil knew the mystery that was going down, he wouldn't have crucified our Savior, the Bible says. It was an absolute and total mystery. And yet proclaimed right from the book of Genesis when he said, her seed is going to bruise your head. Her seed, she doesn't have seed. So right from the beginning, God mentioned it. And it was a mystery what he meant. And that's why the devil didn't know Jesus' death and pouring out his blood was going to save you and me, or else he would not have crucified our Savior. So it was a mystery, right? But now it's been revealed. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And this particular disclosure referred to in verse 10 is that everything is moving towards a glorious consummation of all things. Then is where Philippians 2, 10, 11 will be a reality. And Philippians 2, 10 says that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. It's just that simple. And that was held behind and was a mystery, but now it's opened out. And when Jesus comes, everyone is going to bow. Amen. Everyone is going to confess. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently